The Bucks, and today Mark Domenech addressed the media, talked a little bit about their draft strategy with Aqib Talib in trouble. It's like, that doesn't really change our strategy. We are always looking for good corners anyway, so we're going to let it take its course.
How many strikes does Aqib get, really? I mean, he beats up a taxi driver. I saw when he hit Torrey Cox in the head with a helmet. I mean, I've never seen that before in my 15, 20 years of playing football. There's been fights.
And he didn't do it on purpose.
Yes, he did.
You think he did?
Yes, he did. He took his helmet off, and he whacked him over the bridge of the nose. He knew what he was doing. In the end, he is given too much leeway from Raheem Morris, because I guess, you know, Coach Morris, you know, has a favoritism toward him because he played defensive back. But they're giving this young man way too much leeway. Any other individual would have been cut, you know, way before this. But Akeem's got so much talent, his talent goes through the ceiling. But you can't have these off-season issues, and you can't keep covering for this kid, because they're saying that it's okay for what he's doing. And he just pistol-whipped somebody in Texas. I mean, how many times does ownership and management let this kid get off? And it's not fair to the other players right now, because you have all these other players right now following the straight and narrow, but you're letting one individual go out and do it his own thing. And yeah. I don't feel that's acceptable right now. And Raheem and Mark Domenech need to address this, because they're saying that he's bigger than the team right now. I mean, JP, how many times do you let this guy go off the hook, though? How many times? How many people does he have to hurt? How many times is he going to get sued, or how many times is he going to go to jail before you get it right? I mean, who's going to step in? Does Raheem step in? I have not seen Raheem step in.
That was my big problem after the Ravens incident, when he went after the official and the official said something and he was in the wrong. But you can't go after an official like he did physically and had to be restrained. And the Bucks' answer to that was, no, he didn't go after him.
Yes,
nothing happened there. And I understand they're trying to keep him eligible. They don't want Roger Goodell to step in. But look, at some point you have to put your foot down. And he got injured anyway, so he didn't end up playing. But you got to put a stop to it. And otherwise, he's just going to keep doing it.
Right now, what the Bucks
keep doing it anyway.
Is they're saying that it's okay. They're allowing this right now. And that's not the way you have a football team. If you're going to build your football team on character, discipline, playing tough football, then you can't let these off the field and on the field incidents happen. Yeah. I mean, this is totally out of the realm of what they're trying to do right now for the Bucs organization. Aqib is holding them back right now. Well, he plays unbelievable. I mean, he should have been. Did he go to the Pro Bowl?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he went to the Pro Bowl, so maybe that's his excuse. They're saying, "Oh, he went to the Pro Bowl. You know, we'll let him be." But you can't. He is so immature. You cannot let.
Let's be honest. If he was Torrey Cox, he'd been gone by now.
He'd been gone. And then Torrey, I saw. I mean, Torrey needed like 20 stitches on his nose. It was embarrassing. I could see the bone in Torrey's nose.
Oh. Well, it's a freaking helmet, man. You use that as a weapon, you're going to kill somebody.
Is that how you're going to fight, really? I mean, if I go to a fight with you, are you going to bring a helmet? Because I'm bringing two fists. And all of a sudden, he needs to bring a helmet into us. I really think, you know, Aqib is really immature. I don't feel for the way he plays. These off-the-field incidents are going to get him off. I really feel it's going to get him in the end. It's going to get Bucks management in the end. And in the end, if they release him, they're going to say, well, it just didn't really pan out. Well, that's because how many times do you have to get arrested or hit somebody?
Well, they just, right now, I think they want to get something for him. They have an asset. He's obviously one of the best corners in the game. If he gets through his legal troubles, at least they'll be able to trade him.
Well, I mean, if you trade him, send him up to New England. Because if you're not going to rectify the situation, if you don't want to step in, I know Bill Belichick has the cojones to step in and do something about it. Because it doesn't seem like Coach Morris is going to do anything. It's allowed right now. And then, you know, Mark Domenech, you know, he's going to give you some sort of, you know, blasé story saying that, oh, it's okay. You know, we have him under control. He's going to anger management classes. No, that's not enough. You need to suspend this individual and take his money, and that's how he'll start listening.
Well, and the league's probably going to do that in any case, and Roger Goodell is certainly going to come down hard on him for this latest incident, I think. But we'll see.